The first thing I notice as my consciousness returns is that I can't move. My vision takes forever to focus when I finally manage to drag my eyelids open. So all I can see for the first few minutes are blurred outlines of what looks like dark wood furniture and walls in a hideous peach tone. I pull on my arms again, harder this time, only to wince as a sharp pain in my wrists shoots up through my biceps. "No need to struggle just yet, girl," a deep voice rumbles from somewhere behind me. I squeak at the unexpected speech and try to jerk around to see who's there with me, but all I manage to do is cause myself more pain. I blink rapidly, desperate to regain my sight, when a dark figure walks into my field of vision, and finally my eyesight slowly returns. The blurred shape turns sharper, and I recognize one of the two men who were outside my apartment when... Son of a bitch! They kidnapped me! Where am I? I demand in a tone that's more raspy and frightened sounding than I was aiming for.
Doesn't matter,
the alpha says. He leans against the bureau in front of me, folding his arms across his wide chest as he looks down at me. Why did you kidnap me? I try to fight back the panic swelling in my chest as I stare up at him. I know him from somewhere, but I just can't put my finger on it. I don't have any money. An amused noise escapes his throat.
Don't care about your money, bitch. You're here as bait, and you best start praying that the beast we're trying to capture cares enough about you to come running, or you'll end up as fish food.
What? This makes no sense. I don't have any powerful I gape up at him when who he means hits me like a brick. Liad? You think Liad will come for me? My kidnapper smirks.
We better hope, eh?
That's insane, I protest. I'm no one to him.
Really now?
He grabs a folded-up newspaper from the bureau and throws it on my lap.
Because he spent an awful long time in your apartment last night, and then this hit the streets this morning. This is the newspaper you work for, isn't it? Seems to me he cares enough about you to sell out all his colleagues for some time between your thighs, so I'm gonna wager he also cares enough to try and stop you from getting murdered.
I stare mutely at the paper in my lap. It's folded in half, but I can easily read the headline. Masquerade Orgy. Mattenberg's Elite Hides Sex Auction. Underneath is a picture that looks like a still from the video I shot. Even though no genitals are on display, it's unmistakably a masked alpha balls deep inside a screaming woman. In the background, you can make out the naked and chained men and women waiting on the auction block, and the backdrop is very clearly from inside Town Hall.
I don't have anything to do with that,
I say, and despite the terror making my gut clench, I'm proud of how steady my voice sounds.
And Liad, it was just a one-night stand. Do you kidnap all the women he spends a night with?
You better hope you were more than a one-night stand to him.
He says it with a casual shrug, as if he's not bothered one way or the other, and that one movement finally makes the seriousness of my situation set in. This man really, truly, does not value my life as anything more than a bargaining chip. If I prove to be a bad gamble, he'll kill me without a second thought. If Liad doesn't show up, I'm as good as dead.
What do you want from him? I rasp. To kill him?
Don't be silly,
the alpha says, sparing me a contemptuous look.
His death would cause a public outcry.
Then what?
Another cold smirk.
His reputation, of course. If he wants to save your life, come tonight. There won't be a single person left in this city who will still believe in his liberal bullshit.
My heart sinks